Digital On Demand.
Hi, I'm Jim Stroud. Welcome to the Recruiter's Lounge. The Recruiter's Lounge is a podcast of news, interviews, and commentary on the recruiting industry, and it was designed with you in mind. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your time in the Recruiter's Lounge.
Hello and welcome once again. I'm your host, Jim Stroud, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Recruiter's Lounge. Hey guys, I had this thought. I was doing a whole recruiting routine, and I was trying to get into a couple of companies. You know what I'm talking about. And I was trying to think of another way that I could do what I do. It's all about people. I mean, technology is great. It helps you do a lot of things. But when it all comes down to technology is really a tool to an end. You know, you're trying to connect with a person who can connect you with another person who can potentially be that person that you hire. Now, I've used a lot of different social networking tools. Of course, you guys know one of my favorites is LinkedIn. But I have another tool on the horizon. Not that I'm being unfaithful to LinkedIn. You know, LinkedIn, I still love you. But there is someone else on the horizon that sort of has my eye, right now. And I reached out to them. And we started talking, and I said, you know what, let me see what you got. And they showed me their tool, kicked the tires on it. It looked pretty interesting, and I wanted to introduce you guys to this company. Of course, it's Affinity Circles. And on the phone with me right now, actually in the lounge, is Steve Laughlin, who is the CEO of Affinity Circles. So how are you, Steve?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. As I was just saying here, I'm a big fan of LinkedIn. They're near and dear to my heart, but your tool was pretty interesting in its own right. Tell the people about what your tool does.
Well, I appreciate it. So our company has really been focused on building communities with large trade associations and universities over the last few years. And one of the things we found is that the members of our community have really used the tool and the community as a way to connect with one another for job search. And like any community, it's all about who you know within that community and how you're associated with them. And for us, we looked at using the platform, that technology, to kind of marry two pieces of the job search process, which is one, let's let companies show their openings and who they are as a company within our networks, and let's show our users and our job seekers people that can help them get those jobs. That are part of this trusted community. And so the real impetus for this actually came from the roots of our company, which is there's a few of us started this out of Stanford University. And over the last year, a lot of our friends and classmates that were becoming alumni and looking for jobs were calling us saying, hey, do you know anyone at this company? Do you know anyone that works in this field? And we said, wow, our community is the perfect platform to be able to provide that interaction for the users and also to allow recruiters and companies to engage in these networks of highly qualified, targeted people that, you know, are looking for jobs and want to respond to recruiters and employers from these communities and also see, you know, if there's people within the community that can help them. And so we're putting that information together and really helping facilitate referrals and letting recruiters and companies get access to passive candidates that are part of a candidate pool that's very attractive. You know, some of the communities we work with are, you know, Stanford University, University of Michigan, Dartmouth. We're also installed with the Texas Bar Association, so all the lawyers in Texas, and we're really looking to grow that footprint to help help recruiters, you know, find quality candidates. And we actually just yesterday signed all of the IIT schools, and so
wow.
We'll now have a strong presence in India as well.
Wow!
So,
wow!
Yeah,
that's
so we're
very cool.
Very excited about it. And you know, for me, it's very rewarding because we're helping solve a problem that a lot of these members of these universities and organizations have, which is they're a part of them. There's a lot of social capital that exists and people that can help,
mm-hmm.
and we're now unlocking that and not just helping those users but also helping companies find and recruit from communities where they already have a lot of employees there.
So. Talk me through, say, a day in the life of Affinity Circles where I, as a recruiter, would come into your system
Yep.
And I would do, say I'm looking for some software engineers, for
yes.
example, which is pretty much a hot wreck I work on a lot.
there's a few of those out here. I actually had breakfast this morning with a guy who said, I can't, you know, I have tons of stories about that, but it's actually timely. I had breakfast with a gentleman this morning that has this great business plan and very early stage company and can't find any engineers. So
wow.
I said, you need to go into your network. And he's actually a user. He's a Stanford grad. So I said, you need to go into the Stanford network and use our system to find engineers. And I'm confident he will.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
And I'm really interested about your IIT connection there, too.
Yes.
That's very intriguing. So if I was looking to recruit a lot of people in India out of the IIT schools, I would just – what if I'm not an alum of IIT? How would
right.
that work?
Right. So there's really two ways today to interact with our system.
Okay.
And the first is if you are a corporate recruiter, for example, say at Google –
okay.
And you're obviously trying to hire great software developers, you would come to us and say, those networks that you guys are running, we're really interested in creating a presence within those networks and hiring candidates from there. And so the first product we've created is an employer profile
okay.
that allows Google to create a presence within the network that has all of their job listings, a description of the company. It lets users ask questions about what it's like to work at that company.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important thing we do is we couple that page with all of your connections. So this is a user viewing the page. All of the connections for that user that can help them get a job and how they know them. We're starting to release functionality that allows those Google employees that are, for example, a part of the Stanford network
mm-hmm.
to be able to say, hey, I'm willing to talk to this person. I'm willing to refer them into the system. Now, if I'm a Stanford alum,
mm-hmm.
I can actually go in and forward job opportunities to other people in my network and actually take action and proactively recruit within this trusted network. Our users have said that it's really important for these to stay trusted networks.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're doing is we're creating a trusted interaction between the company and the user by presenting the user the opportunities, showing them how the community can help, and then allowing them to connect directly with the employer.
Let me ask you this. Now, you keep yeah. saying, you said a couple times, trusted network. Now, if I go into this network and I'm looking for, say, Stanford alum, how do I really know that they went to Stanford?
So we actually work with the university to make sure that each community is made up of authenticated members. So we actually verify using the university's authentication system to verify that they are either students or alums of the particular university.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I guess for your system to really benefit a company, the people inside the company would really have to join as well?
No, because we actually have all the data of who those people are. So, for example, if you're a Santa Clara University grad, which
mm-hmm.
is a school out here in the Bay Area in the Valley where there's a lot of, we'll use the Google example, where there's a lot of Google employees that are Santa Clara grads,
mm-hmm.
Even if you haven't yet registered for our community, if a user is searching, it'll still show you that you work at that company. And if you actually know that person, you can connect with them. So we expose that data as well to the user. So anyone that works at Google and is also a Santa Clara grad is still going to be shown as a potential resource for the job seeker.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned the different schools that you're affiliated with, your organization, also different associations, and you mentioned the IIT. Are there any other international groups or associations that are pending?
Yes. We actually work with University of British Columbia.
Okay.
So UBC, which is one of the largest universities in Canada, and actually is becoming a hub of technology from a software perspective. The government is very friendly to technology companies up there.
Okay.
We're also looking to continue to expand in India. But right now we're focused on also, really building out our platform in the U.S. as well. So the trade associations was a big move for us. We just started that at the end of last year. and we're looking to expand that footprint as well.
If a group wanted to be included inside your system and they say they want to set up a group,
yes.
Is that possible?
For example, if
I had a knitting club and I wanted to connect my knitting club with Affinity Circles, is that possible, or are you guys only going after major organizations?
We're actually right now focused on professional associations,
okay.
So universities and professional trade associations.
Okay.
Although we are exploring other opportunities. For example, one opportunity that's kind of unique that we're looking at would be an alumni association for a professional sports league.
Okay.
So a group of people that are done playing their professional sport
mm-hmm.
that are now looking to become, go into the business world. That's actually, some companies really like hiring people that have that experience, and it's a unique angle. We're exploring opportunities like that, but always with the angle of, is it a trusted community, and what sort of interactions are going to happen in the community? And career is a big piece of what we're trying to provide in the feature set.
How long have you guys been developing the platform you're using? Because when I saw it, it looked very simple, looked very intuitive, not hard to use at all. How long did it take to get that together? Just curious.
It's a work in process. We had our first version of it launched in January of 2003,
mm-hmm.
and then we're constantly upgrading the feature set based on user feedback.
Okay.
So we release new versions. Sometimes as frequent as every 2 to 4 weeks.
Is this the only company you've been working on, or what's your background, I guess?
So my background is I worked with one other technology company running business development before
mm-hmm.
this.
Okay.
I think I'm probably one of the youngest people in my company.
Okay.
Even though it's my company, but I'm I've graduated from Stanford in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been building this, for the last couple of years. So it's been awesome.
How long before your company's acquired? Or is that not even an exit strategy? I don't know.
Right now we're all about creating value and launching this product. So, there's always going to be opportunities to get acquired. There's going to be opportunities to raise more money and grow faster.
Mm-hmm.
But those are all things that we'll explore later on. Right now it's all about, we're having great success adding more valuable networks.
Okay.
The IIT deal was fantastic for us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a big deal. That's a good deal.
Yes. Yeah. And they're having their big conference in June, actually. Pan IT. So it's the umbrella organization for all the IITs.
Okay.
Which is great.
Now, what do you say when people make immediate comparisons, as I did, to LinkedIn with your product? What's your usual response to that?
Typically, we say that ours is different. LinkedIn is obviously a different type of community. Ours is organizationally based,
mm-hmm.
and so we're not just letting seekers find the job opportunity through their immediate connections. It's based on their affiliation, which we think is a very underserved resource for users.
Okay,
and also you're able to target more passive seekers because this community isn't just a general business community. It's the official community for these organizations.
Okay. Now, beyond, I guess, paying for membership to use your service, what other ways are you guys generating revenue with it? Are you going to have advertising in there eventually? Or
Right now, we're focused on engaging. We think this is so valuable to employers that that's going to be our primary source of revenue.
Okay. So you won't see any ads pop up on the side anywhere?
No.
Okay. Just wondering. Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. No.
Just ask. How can someone get more information about your company? Plug your site.
They go to our www.affinitycircles.com.
Okay.
And we have all sorts of information there as far as if you're an employer and you're looking to hire. We actually have it links to incirclejobs.com.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can post individual postings into particular communities. And it also has an opportunity. You can contact us directly if you're a company and you want to create a company profile. which is what I alluded to before, which is a whole presence within networks that you'd like to target.
Steve Laughlin, CEO of Affinity Circles, thank you for your time in the Recruiter's Lounge.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, that's it for this show. You've been a wonderful audience. If you like what you heard, love what you heard, or just plain hate what you just heard, let me know. Your feedback matters. You can reach me through my website at jimstroud.com/podcast. That's jimstroud.com/podcast. So until next time, I'm Jim Stroud, and you're not.
Radio, Radio, Radio Talent Zoo. Innovative audio on demand.